Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Just ahead, some farmed salmon catch a better rating for health and sustainability. But first, this cool fix for a hot planet from Emily Guerin.
In Taiwan, English teacher John Lamori made a deal with his students. If they helped him build a new schoolhouse, he would reward them with extra credit. But instead of sawing and hammering, the students brought in old newspapers that Lamori used to make papercrete, a mixture of cement, paper, and water. Papercrete appeals to eco-minded do-it-yourselfers looking for an inexpensive alternative to concrete. It can be made from almost any kind of paper, can be shaped into blocks or poured into form, and is an excellent insulator. But papercrete has its drawbacks. The material absorbs water even after being sealed and is prone to develop mold when wet. Its sponge-like characteristics make it unsuitable in wet climates or for use as a roof. Papercrete is 20 to 50% cement. And with cement plants accounting for 5% of global carbon dioxide emissions, papercrete starts to look a lot less green. Defenders say it keeps waste paper out of landfills, creates energy-efficient buildings, and uses a lot less cement than concrete. Still, papercrete remains a marginal construction material. But teacher John Lamori is a convert. When he finishes the school, he'll move on to his next papercrete project, a pizza place. That's this week's Cool Fix for a Hot Planet. I'm Emily Guerin.
And if you have a cool fix for a hot planet, we'd like to know it. If we use your idea on the air, we'll send you a sleek, electric blue, Living on Earth tire gauge. Keeping your tires properly inflated can save you hundreds of dollars a year in fuel. Call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or email coolfix, that's one word, coolfix at loe.org.